Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Village Board meeting for Tuesday, December 7th. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will call our meeting to order. Roll call, Trustee Harris, here. Trustee Genrich,
here.
Trustee Atwood,
here.
President Rafter, here. Trustee Green,
here.
Trustee Sampson,
here.
Trustee Deutsch,
here.
All present and accounted for, do I have a motion to adopt, modify, or adopt the agenda?
I would move to adopt the agenda as presented.
Second.
Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. New Village Hall hours as of January 1st, 2022.
Questions?
Village Hall will be open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. during the holidays. We're closed on the 23rd and 24th, open December 30th from 7:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., and closed December 31st. Any other announcements? Hearing none, we'll move on.
Well, Heritage Hill has a couple of next weekend, Friday and Saturday evenings, 5 to 9. It's the spirit of Fort Howard Christmas. Public is invited to attend. Should be fun.
Very good. Thank you.
You bet.
Any other announcements? Hearing none, we will move on to item 4. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Hearing none, we will close the public comment. Moving on to item number 5, action regarding seasonal wage scale. Mr. Lynn.
In the packet was the proposed seasonal wage adjustments. This is based on some research from Chris and Matt, comparing other communities, making sure that we're not paying the most, but not the least. So right in the middle with these wages that are being proposed. The ones in red are the suggested changes. Highlighted are changes in, for lack of a better term, position title. This was taken to the Ad Hoc Finance Personnel Committee and was move to recommend to the board that the proposed changes to the wages be approved. The recreation wages, those for the summer playground programs and or any recreation program, those fees, the increase is offset by an increase in the fees charged for the service. So it's a $5 increase for the playground for the summer per 2 weeks, every 2 weeks. So we felt that based on the research that Chris and Matt did, compromised with finding a medium spot between the wages, and this is what was recommended.
Okay, so the softball officials and the slow pitch kickball officials, those costs are absorbed by
player fees. Correct.
And the camp coordinator?
Same thing.
Okay. And the park maintenance?
Park maintenance, because those are not, there's no revenue generated from those. Those are the assistance to the summer staff and spring fall.
Oh, okay. Okay, any questions for Brad?
Part of our motivation was because we struggled to get some part-time seasonal people this year, right?
Correct.
So we need to be more competitive. And okay, cool.
So ultimately, these costs are covered except for what positions?
Right, and those were included in the budget at a rate of $15. In the adopted 2022 budget.
Okay. Okay, I'll accept the motion on this item. Trustee Harris.
So move to approve the proposed seasonal wage scale.
Do I have a second?
Trustee Green.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the new seasonal wage schedule and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number six, action regarding job reclassification from code enforcement coordinator to neighborhood compliance inspector. Mr. Fuller.
All right, I'll try to speak up. Essentially, what the original intent was to just reclassify the name of the position from code enforcement officer or coordinator to neighborhood compliance inspector. That's consistent with what the city of Green Bay has, and wanted to make it more aligned with what other positions were in other municipalities. And then just looking through the position description, I noticed that there were some things that were outdated or other things that had been added to the plate or taken off over the years. And so I did my best at outlining those under duties and responsibilities. And then there's the other thing of adding the software. So I'd like to call that out in the position description as well.
I'm glad that one's in there.
So I think President Raffer emailed me with a couple changes, just removing examples of and including as quoted item other duties as assigned. And then there's a typo here. Under duties and responsibilities, should say files and compiles routine reports for the village board instead of complies. And then I did take the liberty at changing it from monthly to routine, just because I don't know if there's enough information to have a monthly report, but routine, you could have them as requested, similar to what we do now.
Okay. Any discussion, any questions?
No, I like the new terminology, and it's more encompassing of where I think we want it to go.
Okay. I'll make a motion to adopt the new position title for Neighborhood Compliance Inspector with the changes that Trevor just mentioned. Do I have a second, Trustee Green?
Yes.
Any discussion?
I might just want to talk just briefly about the, instead of monthly, you're changing it to
routine
or random, or it just seems to me like that's going to be one of those things that is going to slip through the cracks every couple of months, and we're going to say, hey, should we put that on the agenda next time? Is there a reason why you couldn't compile a monthly report?
I certainly could if that's what you wanted.
I'm just trying to get the feeling. What's everybody else feeling?
Actually, with the software, wouldn't that be able to be pretty easy to generate a report?
I didn't change it because of the desire of mine. It was just over the past year that seemed like it would just be periodically requested, but certainly can make every monthly report.
Okay. To President Raptor's point, with the software, does it have that function on it of generating a report?
The software is really easy. That software, we scheduled for I think the end of February, knowing that we wouldn't fill this position until likely January, and then give that individual some time to acclimate it before having to learn some software. But yeah, starting in March, we probably, March or April, probably have some data from that software.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Well, I'll change my motion. make a motion to change the position to neighborhood compliance inspector with the changes that Trevor outlined in the job description, along with the changes we discussed earlier, including changing the reports to monthly from routine. Is that good with you, Trustee Green?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Any further discussion? Good point. We have a motion to approve the new job description and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 7, appointment of election inspectors. Do we need 87 election inspectors?
Or in November we might, yeah.
Really? Wow.
We'll see.
Okay. Do you want to add anything to this? Or?
No, it's just required by state statute that we do it every 2 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll accept the motion on this item. Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
We have a second. Trustee Sampson. Any discussion? I would like to thank everyone who volunteers or offers to help the village with the elections. It's a terribly important part of our process. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 8, action regarding consent agenda. I'll accept the motion for items 8A through C.
I would move to approve items 8 through C.
Trustee Genrich. Do I have a second? Trustee Green. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve the consent agenda and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 9, future agenda items. Is there anything one of my fellow trustees would like to see on a future agenda? Hearing none. I will accept the motion to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require closed session. Do I have said motion?
So moved. Under Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E and 1985-1C.
Well, thank you. He covered that. We have a motion to approve in a second. Trustee Harris is the second.
Yes.
Clairvoyant. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
We are in closed.